You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes. The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Richard Leo Johnson, whose latest release is called Celeste. Richard Leo Johnson uses extended techniques and a theremin guitar to explore themes of alien abduction in this instrumental Americana of the imagination. Richard Leo Johnson's Celeste is available from all online retailers. Trek out into the woods near Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and you might stumble on Sean Carey. He could be fishing or hiking, or he could be finding the inspiration for another song.
I get ideas and I can start to form like a bigger picture of what I want a song to be like. I can kind of like use that time, that solitude when I'm outside fishing or walking or hiking or whatever to get into a state of mind where I can imagine what I want a song to sound like. And then when you go in the studio, you have that clear idea and it's easier to paint the big picture if you have it, if you can see it, you know what I mean?
Counting the hours, come where I lay. Slip through a little hole in the film.
Now in his late 20s, Sean Carey is sitting at a grand piano during an Echoes recording session. With close-cropped brown hair, a week's growth of beard, and a black hoodie, he looks like he's still in college. For the last several years, he's been working as the drummer with Bon Iver, the band put together by fellow Wisconsin singer Justin Vernon. Sean Carey's own singing style isn't far off from Justin Vernon's hushed falsetto approach.
I'm sure it's influenced me in certain ways. I also realize that our voices are very different. His voice is way more dynamic. He has a crazy range. He can sing super high and super low, and I think I kind of found my niche somewhere in the middle, and I guess I just try to create beautiful music, and singing is definitely part of that, so I just try to sing with a good tone, and yeah.
The latest album from S. Carey is called Range of Light, and it's a beautiful song cycle that draws its title and inspiration from naturalist John Muir. You can hear that influence in a transcendentalist song like Never Ending Fountain.
It's about, I guess, just my own spirituality, and I guess that kind of goes back to John Muir, because I can relate to the way that he felt the wilderness as this sacred thing. So I guess I'm just kind of proclaiming my love for nature and for the wilderness, and how I can be out there and feel things that are otherworldly, or call it heaven, or call it afterlife, or call it whatever you want, or called the source of pure love, whatever. That's what that song is kind of talking about.
Sean Carey was born and raised in Wisconsin, where he still lives. He comes from a musical family. Both his parents sing, and his early influences would have been their records by the Beach Boys and James Taylor. By the time he was in middle school, he was listening to jazz.
I started playing jazz band in sixth grade and would ask for jazz CDs for Christmas and my birthday, and My mom would pick some good stuff, some bad stuff too, but...
Seems like the good stuff stuck. Carrie studied jazz and percussion in college.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of Coltrane and Miles and Art Blakey when I was younger, and got really into, you know, the guys that swing really hard. And I guess we also got into people that were trying to do more ethereal music in the jazz world, like sort of like Bill Evans, and his drummer Paul Motion was a huge influence for me.
Also in college, he came across the music of minimalist composer Steve Reich.
I remember I invited over some 15 or 20 people, and we all sat in my bedroom and listened to Drumming, which is one of Reich's earlier pieces. And it's just, I mean, that's what it is.
Well, not quite just drumming, but a minimalist percussion cycle of subtle interplay and even subtler changes of rhythm. In Sean Carey's music, that influence converges with the Beach Boys and Madrigals on Crown of Pines. Sean Carey seems like an altogether too well-adjusted musician. On songs like Alpenglow, he intertwines his naturalistic imagery with an apparently idyllic family life in Wisconsin.
That song was also written when my wife was pregnant, and I kind of was just feeling a lot of things, and was looking back from when I first met her to the point of... actually having a baby, and just kind of each verse talks about a different step in that process.
I was wondering if you'd be my wife, be the compass in my rugged life, come as quick and leave until.
Artists like John Denver sang about romance and the same landscapes that enthrall Sean Carey. Carey recognizes it's a challenge to sing about love, family, and nature without sounding corny.
That's definitely a fine line to walk, I think. But it's just natural to write about those kind of themes, and doesn't feel corny to me. Or maybe I've gotten past that and just kind of accepted that... I'm Nature Boy writing folk songs or something, I don't know.
You can ramble through S. Carey's Nature Preserve on his album Range of Light. For Echoes, I'm John DiLiberto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, ECHOES.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.